somebody way, way, way down in the noise there. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get this one. Go ahead if you want.
Papa, Four Lima, Victoria, Belton, South Carolina.
Caught on like a Lima, I think, and then South Carolina is all I caught out of that. No copy, K2DMG.
KE2E, page, and that.
Last station calling. Were you calling Net Control or somebody else?
Net Control.
My apologies. Go ahead.
KE2EP. Are there any known curfews?
Yes, there are, and we'll be going over those shortly.
Thank you. Standing by. KE2EP.
We'll be starting that part of the net at about 7 o'clock.
Like what you see on the news where a jewelry store gets mass robbed, and it was a lot of women. There were teenage, apparently teenage children. There was the white van with four males, and they were all Hispanic. And if they were white, I'd say they were white. And if they were black, I'd say they were black. But these were Hispanic.
Well, then, I know we know that there's no security cameras probably set up and stuff like that due to the power outage. But, you know, this is something that's going to, that we're going to start seeing unless, you know, all this food continues to get out and supplies get out. So, folks in this, this particular area, you know, we as Americans in the United States, we're not used to this. Let's call a spade, we are pampered, and people in the western half of North Carolina right now are have turned back the clock 150 years, and, you know, we were self-sufficient people back then, and we have turned into a society where we are not, so... It's sad that this is happening. It will continue to happen, and it'll stop when all the necessary supplies get in. And it's sad. You know, I mentioned a little while ago, airspace is being shut down tomorrow. Well, that's hours and hours and hours of no flights going out with supplies. So, you know, unfortunately, when we have dignitaries that want to come in, this is what happens. And I agree that maybe some of the dignitaries shouldn't be here right now because there are people suffering. And right now, the only way to get this stuff to people is by airdrops and by private citizens who have spent their hard-earned money and have taken their own time to go donate and their time to bring it to places. So, you know, I guess that's enough on that, but unfortunately we're going to see some of this continue, and it's sad. But, you know, people do desperate things when they're hungry and need things, so... we can sit here and criticize it all we want, but if we were hungry, what would we be doing if our child was screaming at hunger pains? So it's we got to look at both sides. While it's not right, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, the folks that were there said these were well-dressed people, very well-groomed, and did not appear to be... you know, hungry, did not, and there was more there than so. And there was an overheard call that they were going to reach out.
All right, well, we can't, you know, we don't want to get into, you know, all that type of stuff, but, you know, I would hope, let's put it that way, I would hope that if stuff like that was happening, there's a need for it, but let's just leave it at that, I suppose, and just be prepared, folks, for this to somewhat to hopefully, this is hopefully not going to continue, but be prepared for it if it does.
Comments? Your work, Dan, KO4, Zulu Bravo Lima, clear.
There were two people in there. Somebody said my name, Dan, and then there was a comment. So whoever said my name, Dan, no, you go, and then the comment, go. Thank you, sir. And the comments, I think it was, go ahead.
The other day, I was driving around here in Hendersonville, went down Spartanburg Highway. There was one of those Mexican stores, like the Tienda. They were out there grilling chicken. I went there, bought some Jumex, 12-pack of beer, some apples, some oranges, and eggs. It cost a little bit of money. I thoroughly understand the cost. I don't know. If y'all went to Smiley's flea market here in Hendersonville, I guarantee you, they got it going on. They have their own supply chain, and it may be something we could lean on, because I went shopped, I was done in 10 minutes, as opposed to going to Ingles when there was a 3-hour wait in line and stuff to get your corn plate. Roger.
Hey, you know, a lot of people, you know, we how do I want to say this, because gosh knows we're being broadcast all over the world. We as Americans, or people, let's take Americans out of it, because there are a tremendous amount of people that have come to this country, right? We who grew up here, and, yeah, that's a good way of saying it. I'm just trying to choose my words carefully here. We who grew up in this area and other parts of the area, maybe we all moved here, maybe we were born and raised here in North Carolina, you know, these are, we've been pampered. Even though some of us might be poor, might be rich, we are here in America. We have fertile soil. We can grow our own food. For the people that have the means, they can go to the stores to buy their food. There are a lot of people here that didn't come from that. And so that's actually a really good comment, because maybe we actually can lean on some of those people, because they grew up in an area where they had to grow their own food. They had to be resourceful. And those people grew up in a time that we don't know about. You know, we haven't had to deal with that here in 100 years. So that's a good comment, sir. I commend you for that.
Well, I agree with all the hate. And I also, and I love the food trucks. They are God-fearing, family-oriented for the most part. Yes, there's the church, that's the case. But God-fearing, family-oriented, hard work. So anyway, we will step aside, but I just wanted to offer that it's interesting to watch and observe, and I thoroughly agree that we're spoiled. Anyway, you carry on. KJ4Z, William here in Nebraska.
Yeah, we're getting pretty ready to call it a night here. We're going to do the last part of the night. I was doing my best to get this all done before 7 o'clock. I'm just about done pulling up all the county's different social media. This is probably going to take us close to an hour to do, because there's, you know, we're going over every county and their social media. And, of course, my wife just brought me up something to eat, and so that'll be cold. But you know what? You guys are dealing with cold food and MREs and all that, so what the heck? Who am I to complain? So that's fine. We'll go ahead and start. I got about 15 tabs open because I wanted to go through every county here. I got about 5 counties left, so why don't I just take a quick 4 or 5 minute break here. Let me get these other 4 or 5 counties on the tab list here, and we can go through them. I know people are wanting to hear updates from each county, and a lot of the counties do updates towards 4 or 5 o'clock at night, so that's why we kind of pushed this off to the evening. So let me get the rest of these counties pulled up, and then we'll start the next. This is K2DMG Net Control.
Doctor, he put stuff on it, and it's closing slowly, but it was a 2-foot blister.